Our first scripture reading today is from, I can never say this quite right, but Habakkuk, too many K's. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables that it may run that readeth it. Much easier, James chapter 2, verse 17, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Those are God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God.
I want to do welcome those who are visitors today. I meant to do that at the beginning of the sermon, but I do welcome you all who are visiting Broadway Christian. We hope that the Lord gives you what you need today. So we thank God for that. I'm quiet because I've been in a state of prayer. As I was driving here, my sister was sick this morning, so I had to drive myself. And you know that's dangerous because I start to praying when I'm driving. And I just was in this, I'm like, okay, you're praying too much, stop. And so, and you can't pray too much, but I know we have a service to get to. And so I just was in this state right now. I'm feeling God's presence. And I just want to, I want you to receive what he has for you today. So today I want to talk from the topic of vision. It's never too late to make a vision, what God has for you, what we see, what we are desiring of him, what we need from him. So when I was younger and up until she passed away, my mom would tell us, okay, write down what it is you need from God, what it is that you want, what you need from him, write it down and put it in your Bible and watch, and we'll pray and we'll watch God work these things out for you. And so my siblings and I, we've gotten into that. That's what we do when we're in need, and not to stop us from worrying like, oh, I hope he's going to do it. Oh, I hope this is going to come to pass. Oh, I hope, oh, you know, we'll just write it down. We'll just list it and then put it in our Bible and then wait and trust God that he's going to do what it is we need for him to do. And we just get to work on doing his work. And when we do the work he has, he does what we need. You know, what she used to tell me, she said, if you take care of God's business, he'll take care of your business. And I have found that to be true. And so today, that's kind of what I want to talk about. And I have brought props today. So I work with teenage girls. I haven't in a while, but the last time I worked with them, I was praying for them. And I was like, God, what do you want me to do for these girls? What do you want me to show them? How do you want me to help them and bless them? And he gave me to do vision boards so that as they go through life, they can go back and see, you know, God did this for me, you know, so they would know to turn back and refer back to him and know that if he did this, he'll do that. Whatever it is you need, he'll do that for you. But it was a good way to keep track. So that year I made one with them. And so this was mine, and this was probably maybe 7 or 8 years ago. And so it was right before I graduated, but while I was struggling, like, I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. And so I found a lady that was graduating, and I cut my face out and I put it on her in her cap and gown. And I did. God brought that to pass, you know, but that's just one of the things. And I had them each do something, what it is they felt like God was calling them to do. And what's kind of neat about those young ladies, now they're all in their 20s, and most of them are doing exactly. They've watched God do what they wanted, you know, what they had asked and what they trusted that that was the plan for their life. And so I have like happiness and love. And I find that I walk in that now. You know, I was always so distressed and always so stressful because I was doing too much. But I find that I do that now. I do walk in that. And I went back and I was looking at it last night. You can see it's a little worn because I've had it for a while. But I watched and I was like, God, you really did do this. You did this. And so that's what I want to talk about today. It's just taking the vision or the plan that God has for you, or what you feel God has, or what it is that you're desiring, and writing it down. So what's funny is, the point I really want to get across is, now that was probably 7, 8 years ago, I'll say. This one I just did a couple weeks ago in our women's history program that we had, the women's celebration. Okay, so this one is funny to me. I kept going, okay, I think I need a vacation. Everything I was picking was trips. It was like, oh, Monte Carlo, I want to go on a riverboat cruise, and, you know, I want to go see the mountains. And I said, in life, We have different visions at different times, but it's good to have a vision. It's good to have a plan, have what you want God to do for you. It's good to write that thing down and to keep it. So this one is fun. I don't know if I'll get to all of them, but you know, this is where I am in this part of my life. I need a vacation. Amen. So, but anyway, I want you, that's what I want to talk about today. So, just some props. And let's go to our first scripture today. And it is from Habakkuk 2:2. And it says, "And the Lord answered me, and he said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets, that he may run that readeth it." And he's just telling us in Habakkuk, he's talking to God, and he's telling him, write the vision down. And that's what I want to encourage you to do. Start to think, because I have a little activity at the end of the sermon today that I'd like you to do. But what is it you'd like to do this year? We'll just stick with just this year. What is it something that you would like to do? Something you need from God, you'd like to have him to do for you. You'd like God to work out in your life, something that you're praying for and seeking. I want you to start to think about that. And that's what this is saying. It's just write it down. When you write it down, you're beginning, in my opinion now, I have to say, you're beginning to put that thing in motion. You're beginning to, you're showing God, God, I trust you that you'll allow me to receive this. You'll allow this to work out in my life. So begin to think about that while I'm talking today about your vision or your plan, because to me, they're kind of the same. That plan that God has for you and what it is you want to receive from him. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I have toward you." And in King James, it says, "I know the plans that I have towards you, saith the Lord. Plans of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." And so he knows what he has for you. He knows the plans he has for you. And we want to walk in those plans. We want to walk in the plans that he has for us. So that's what we want to seek him today, to seek him for what it is that he has for us to do. This is a really good time. We're in our Lent season. What is it that you want me to achieve this year? You know, we've been talking about it being the year of love for us. What is it that God has for you that he wants you to achieve this year? And that's the plan that you want to walk in. I want you to begin to seek him. Ask him, God, what do you want? Who do you want me to, whose life do you want me to touch this year? You know, maybe that's it. Or what do you want me to do? Who do you want me to speak to? Or what do you want me to achieve? What is it? It's never, like I said, it's never too late. We have different seasons in our life. So there are different plans and different visions. What I wanted in 2016, 2017 is not what I want now. It's not what God has for me now. He helped me to achieve those things. And now it's something different. So what is it at this point in your life? What is the plan that God has for you? What is it that you want? What do you want to walk in? What is it that you're seeking God for? Amen. Sometimes he uses people. He'll use someone to reveal to you what it is God has for you, or to help guide you into what it is he has for you. He'll send someone to say, you know, you do great at this, or you would do wonderful at that. Maybe you should try that. And listen, be tuned to hear and feel in your spirit that that's the person that's guiding you. For me, it was always my mom. She saw this for me way before I could have even imagined it, but she could guide me. And, I always compare our relationship to Ruth in the Bible. Like I said, she called me Ruth, but I always compared our relationship to Ruth and Naomi in the Bible, because my mom would guide, although she was my mother and Naomi was her mother-in-law, but she would guide me and show me. And when I'm not a teenager and in rebellion, I can hear her saying, try this, go this route. Why don't you give it another shot? Try this. Sometimes God does send people to guide us towards our path, towards our plan, towards that vision. So the story I want to share is Ruth and Naomi. And this is how, because Ruth was attentive and she heard Naomi, she was able to walk into the path and the plan that God had for her. And it's Ruth 3:1-5. One day, Ruth's mother-in-law, Naomi, said to her, "My daughter, I must find a home for you where you will be well provided for. Now Boaz, with whose women you have worked, is a relative of ours. Tonight he will be winnowing barley on the threshing floor. Wash, put on perfume, and get dressed in your best clothes. Then go down to the threshing floor. But don't let him know you are there until he has finished eating and drinking. When he lies down, note the place where he is lying. Then go and uncover his feet and lie down. He will tell you what to do. Ruth said, I will do whatever you say. Naomi was able to guide Ruth into what was the next part of her life, what was the next plan. But the key in this was, she said, I will do whatever you say. Sometimes we do have to be open to hearing from someone else. We can't always close ourselves off. We have to be open to hearing from someone. Someone else may have exactly the message you need to go to your next level, to go to that path, that plan that God has for you, to go through that vision that he has for you. So I want to encourage you today to just be open, kind of be open today, and ask God for discernment, which is so important. Discernment helps us to know if this person is full of it or not. Amen. To know if they're really guiding you or if they're not, if they have other motives. So I want to encourage you today that as we're beginning to walk through this plan that God has for us, as you're beginning to make a plan just for this year, like I said, if you make a plan for this year, as you're beginning to make that plan, asking God and be willing to hear, if someone says, gosh, you will do really good at the Y. Why don't you go over and volunteer there? Or why don't you go and, they really need you there. Be open to receive that as a part of your plan for this year. So, Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. And he's just telling us, you have to have a plan. Doesn't it, when you know you have what you're going to do, doesn't it flow a little better for you? When you have a plan on what, and that's what the word is telling us here. Without a vision, without a plan, the people perish. So you have to have a plan in place as to what you're going to do next, what you would like to do, what you would like to receive from Christ, what plan you have. So it's important because when you don't have a plan, you pretty much end up just kind of bumping your head over and over. You keep trying to do the same thing or you try, but when you set things in order and you have a plan, it just works better for us. So that's what Proverbs 29:11 says, where there's without a plan, we perish. James 2:17 says, even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. And what that's saying is, with our plan, we can't just have it written down. We have to actually work it. We have to work that plan. We have to. It says, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. It was a statement that I got, and I really liked it. I thought, well, that makes sense. If I fail to plan, I'm going to plan to fail. It's not going to work. We need to plan. We need to set it in place. I hope this is helping you today. It's just what I felt, that we need to put our vision for the year in place, to put it in place, and then work it. That's what James 2:17 says. Without faith, you can't work. You have to have faith. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead. You may believe it, but if you don't put it into action, it won't happen. So, my final scripture for today, because I want you to do a little activity, is Proverbs 19:21. It says, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. So we can have our plans, but we need to seek him first. And God, what is it that you have for me? What is it that you want me to do this year? What is the plan that you have for me? And so I want you to look in our bulletins. Lori made these things for me. And in it, it says a vision board list. And what I want you to do is to take, you don't have to fill them all out. Even if it's just one thing, I just want you to list. It can be spiritually, financially, family, work. What is it that you're seeking? What vision do you have for this year? What is it that you need from God? What is it that you're seeking? What plan is it that you have for this year that you would like to achieve? I want you to write it down on here. Take just a minute to do that. And then we're going to pray over them. And then I'm going to ask you to put it in your Bible or put it in a sacred place. And let's watch God do it for you. Let's watch him through the year work that situation out for you. Work those things that you are requesting, what it is you need from him. Whether it be, like I said, you can do spiritual, financial, family, work, whatever that is, whatever area, healing, whatever it is you need from God. I hope you have a pen. I'm sorry, I didn't think to get everyone a pen. But if you don't, keep it in your heart, because we're going to pray. We're going to pray together for that. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and head into prayer. But before I start to pray, I just want to, again, just say this. This work, it has worked for me for a lifetime. To just put it in there and trust God. And you can give it to him and leave it there. There's a song that says that. Give it to him and leave it there. Put it in your Bible. Put it in a special place somewhere that you keep things like that. And trust that he sees it and he knows the plan that he has for you this year. The healing that he has. The financial breakthrough. Prayer for your kids, your family, whatever it may be, whatever it is that you're needing, whatever you're desiring, put it on your list, and then we're going to pray. So while you're finishing it up, I am going to go into prayer this morning. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We praise you. We lift your name on high. You are a wonderful and amazing God. Lord, you see every list today. You see it, God. You know what people are in need of. You know what Broadway Christian members are in need of today. And Lord, we're asking that you would meet them, each one, at their point of need on that list, what they've listed, God, that you would work it out for them, that you would be in the midst of it, God, that you would give them the desires of their heart, God, that you would guide them and direct them towards this vision, towards this plan that you have for them. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We give you praise. God, we give you honor. We give you glory. And as we're praying, God, we do pray for all of those who are in need of a healing today. You are the healer, God. We pray especially for Cindy Harper. God, that you would touch her body, God, from the top of her head to the very soles of her feet. We ask that you would bless her and heal her. Let healing be her cup today, Lord, that your healing be her cup. And we thank you. We thank you and we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for bringing Shelly back into church today. God, we give you praise for her and we ask that you continue to work a healing in her body as well. We thank you for it. We give you praise, honor, and glory. You are a wonderful and amazing God. And all of those, God, who are in need of healing. And Lord, all of those who are in need of deliverance, who need to be set free. God, there's a spirit fighting them. Give them the strength, God, to fight back. And we thank you for it. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. You are amazing, amazing God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.